Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee Rice, back to give his company. We're so much to talk about. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm wonderful. Yeah. We've had a big summer and a big fall, and kind of, we called it fall, I guess, our fall tour, and we're kind of done with that now, and finally going to take a breath, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, in the studio, making new music and...
A lot of music to talk about, but I want to talk about what some of the stuff that you've been doing. I saw that you had your big dove hunt.
Oh.
That looked like fun.
Well, it's the best in Tennessee, I think.
Really?
Luke Bryan's pretty jealous.
Is
Man, why? He's about a mile as the crow flies down the road from me. Why ain't got no doves and you got all the doves, you know?
Oh, my. That's a good Luke Bryan impression. I love... Everyone does a Luke Bryan impression. Like, I wish I could compile them all. I did one year for his birthday, but, like, that's nah, so funny.
Yeah, we had a
Did
great,
he come over for it?
He popped over for a while and said, hey, he's like, not no, dadgummit. Why is all the doves over here? So, I mean, we got the same guy that kind of like helps us. Like,
well, because it's the whole thing. I've gone to a dove hunt before and I've just observed.
It's
but
a
it's
a social thing.
There's
too.
A lot going on. Like, you've got to set the field, right, for it's some time
all
before.
Year. I go all year long. And the doves are there, and we only hunt maybe twice.
That's crazy.
2 months. But that's why everybody wants to come, because it's like, I mean.
Do you eat the dove?
Oh, yes. I don't shoot nothing I don't eat.
Here's my thing. I went to the dove hunt. I tried the dove, and I grew up eating a lot of like game and deer and all that. I couldn't get down with the dove.
If you didn't like it, it wasn't cooked right.
Okay, maybe that's it.
Trust me. And you know how some like you could cook a fish too much and it tastes too fishy.
Yeah.
If you don't do it, like if you overcook it.
I do believe I like politely spit it back into a napkin, and I've never done that.
Well, you would not do that if I you,
okay.
Next dove hunt.
How are you? What do you do with them? How do you prepare them?
Well, you could do them different ways, but I like to just do it simple and actually not just breast them out, but like actually breast it off the bone. It's a little tiny little nugget, like tiny.
Mm-hmm.
1 inch by like a half inch, and like little salt, pepper, and soy sauce or something, and like just grill it on its own. And a lot of people go, I need bacon wrapped, you know.
Yeah, I think that's what I had.
All that stuff. And it's like, man, what's the point?
Yeah.
This is just a precious little piece of meat that's amazing. And keep it simple. That's what you'll like it.
Okay. All right. I like this.
I mean, we're having like a conversation about how to cook dough.
I love it, though. How are Sarah and the kids?
They're amazing. You know, they're in school. And I was just at, they have a chapel service on Tuesdays, every Tuesday morning, like right before school, and parents come, you know.
Yeah.
And they have like a little band up there. So Riker is up there playing guitar. Like, he's back there jamming on guitar. Then he broke his arm. So now he was just singing this past week. And but it's really cool to just, you know, every time I'm home, I take them to school and I pick them up. Because when I'm gone, Sarah's having to do all of that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So if I'm home, I don't care what I'm doing, how late I'm doing it in the studio or whatever. I'm taking them to school in the mornings, you know. And I'm most of the time picking them up, but they're awesome. And Sarah, I mean, it's, you know, that's that life. This is that part of life. You know, we got a 17-year-old.
Oh, my God.
Almost 12-year-old. Riker will be 12 December 4th. And Truly just turned 8 June 2nd.
So is Dakota starting to look at schools?
I mean, he's looking at all kinds. I mean, I don't know where his head. I mean, he's a beast.
Yeah.
He's doing all kind of stuff. We got like a merch company thing. They were like, hey, you want to do like talk to your friends about this little side merch company t-shirt thing, you know? And
he's just hustling.
I mean, he's, and then he's like, hey, Daddy, I saw this thing on Facebook Marketplace. It's a shed. They want to just give it to somebody if they will just come get it. And I could maybe sell it for like, you know, $300. I'm like, well, you're going to spend 8 hours getting it down, but if you want to go do it, go. Mm-hmm. You know, and so like he's humping it, like he's kind of like kind of growing into a man. He really is.
That's gotta be wild for
he's
you to watch this happen.
He really is.
Oh my gosh. And then is Riker like, this is the musical child then?
Riker,
I'm guessing,
is very musical.
Okay.
He's like Dave Grohl. He wants to be on that stage. I don't care if I'm rah 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 rah. He wants to race cars. Legitimately, we call.
He's always been your wild child.
He's the wild, like he, but he's got the hugest heart, like empathy, like so he's very sensitive too. But he's like, we call Joey Logano, like one of my buddies, like the great, you know, one of the biggest race car drivers in the world. He's like, Daddy, I want to race. I'm like, son, you don't want to race. He's like,
you're gonna break your mama's heart.
He will not stop. He's like, I mean, he's done soccer and football and this and that and the cross country. He's like, Daddy, I want to race. I was like, you know what, let's call my buddy. So we called him and he's like, can we call him and just ask for my Christmas present, can we call your friend and ask him what I should do if I want to be a racer? I said, well, we won't have to do it for your Christmas present, we can call him right now. So we did, and Joey was like, oh, I mean, Joey was so like, yes, this is what you need to do. And so, I mean, Riker's, you know, kids, you know, they kind of move, they kind of ebb and flow, and they change their minds. Riker is the wild child. He wants to go fast, as Ricky Bobby would say.
Oh, my God. That is hysterical. And then Truly just
Truly
running the household still.
Running everything. We go on our dates and like we just wrote a song. We go on our dates. She wants to shoot her gun. She'll shoot your eye out at 75 yards.
Yeah. So
she
I
wants
bet.
To clean it. She wants to clean every the surprise. She
oh
wants
my God.
She and then she will go to like maybe go have some Mexican food, and then we'll go bowling. And then we come back to the farm, you know, and Mama would want us to be in bed by 9, but we get back at 8 or 9 and she goes, all right, Daddy, let's go to the studio. And so we've done this multiple times, and every time we go, we write a little song. And I say little songs, but like the three that we have written in the last one, I was just like, she's like, let's go write this thing and then sing it. And so I'll have some, we'll come over and we just record it. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, so I go, how much do I love you? She went, how much do I love you? And I went, how much do I love you? And she went, how much do I love you too? And I was like, oh smash.
My.
You know? And so it's just, we have those dates. And so she can sing, she's got perfect pitch, she can dance, she can shoot, she's kind of like an all do all. She's so smart, you know.
Wow.
You know,
talk about like the most well-rounded little lady.
She is.
Love that. Oh my God, that makes me so happy. It just sounds like everybody's doing so good, and you've got all this stuff going. You were saying you just cut 7 more songs,
yeah,
for the project you already turned
yep,
in. So
true.
How's that working
so
out?
It's good, actually. Well, it's good because you know the date got moved back to like early summer. Okay, mm-hmm. And so they were like, hey. I mean, because I had just been playing a bunch of, I mean, I wrote all these songs in the last few months, and especially over like a 3-week period, I just got on this roll, and they're all like just so good. I'm like, man, we don't want to sit them around. And they were like, let go. If you mm-hmm. can get them turned in by Thanksgiving, go cut them, you know,
yeah.
And we'll just add them to it. Because people, you know, these days, they just want more to listen
yeah.
to. And that's okay. I love it. You know, I don't want the songs to sit around. So that's what we did. We Jared and Neiman and I, you know, we're recording this record together. And he's helping me produce it with my engineer and co-producer, Cody. And we cut all this stuff two and a half weeks ago, and I did it intentionally to have everything kind of recorded in the moment so mm-hmm. that we wouldn't have to go back and do all a million overdubs and spend a year. So I got everything pretty much recorded other than me singing and maybe me playing some guitar. And so I played guitar the last couple of days, got it pretty much knocked out, and I'm going to go do a vocal this afternoon and do a couple more vocals and then basically just mix it. It'll be done. And it's so awesome. And we might have even found a new song, like a new album title.
Oh, wow. So
there's
like
a song,
really?
There's a song called Sunriser.
Okay.
And, you know, I was talking to my bus driver one day, and we were upriding, and the sun was coming up. I was about to go to bed, you know. And I was like, you know what? I was like, you got to earn a sunrise. I said, mm-hmm. anybody can see a sunset. But you either stay up all night and see a sunrise, or you get up early. You know what I mean?
Wow.
One way or the other. And one of the lines is like, it doesn't matter which end of the candle that you burn, it's going to be something that you earned.
Holy, that's good.
And so it might be the album title.
Sunriser is a good album title. I'm not going to lie, I like that a lot.
It's kind of like a Dirks, you know, doom, doom.
Yeah.
Doom, Sunriser.
It's running like parties, like Night Shift, like you said, like you got to earn it, whatever side of it you're on.
So that's what we've been doing, and that's what I'm doing now. Actually, I still got to do a little bit of stuff on that, but like I said, we tracked everything to where we didn't have to do a whole lot of work afterwards other than just mixing it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're doing.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Talk to me about this single, Killed the Man. Outside man. Cut, which not something you do very often, so I imagine this really got you.
It's funny. You know, I look back, the biggest songs of my career, you know, and I compared it to, I was like, you know, Garth, you know, he's an amazing songwriter, and he wrote 90% of all the stuff he ever mm-hmm. put out. But he did not write The Dance. He did not write Friends in Low Places. And so I always took that as you better be listening to outside songs, because who knows what his career would have been without
Truly.
Maybe those songs, you know? And so I Drive Your Truck, you know, Drinking Class, Hard to Love, Boy.
That's so crazy. Yeah.
So, like the songs that, you know, some of the biggest songs in my career are outside songs. And it's because I'm not an idiot. Like I love to write all my songs.
Mm-hmm.
I do. And I think I got great songs that I write. But man, when I hear a song like that, when you hear I Drive Your Truck, I mean, what? There's a lot of people I think that they just have to write all their songs and stuff. And I remember Chase Rice actually told me, he said, I decided, it was years back, but he said, man, I decided to just stop trying to like write everything, and I just wanted to get everything else cut, like just from outside, and like it's the biggest record, you know. And so I've just learned from that, and I love mm-hmm. to write my stuff, but I love to find those songs, but they do have to be me.
Yeah, and this song is you.
Killed the Man, when I heard this song, obviously I like to walk the line of something that's not like right down the middle of everything that's happening. I really try to do something that's a little bit different, and hopefully it'll be around for more than a day, you know what I mean? But the lyric, obviously, I mean, it's got such a cool story, but mm-hmm. there was the coolest thing about it for me was like when it got to that chorus, and it didn't do this big lift, it didn't do this big Lee Bryce like I'm gonna sing this big chorus, you know? It kind of simmers mm-hmm. down, and something about that made me feel like the whole song as a whole was just really special. And it is. It really is. And so then when we cut the record, we really dialed into that. And Ben did a great job, you know, just helping us dial that in. And I mean, we just got the video done.
Ooh.
And it is really cool.
What was the treatment for the video? Can you give us like a sneak of that?
It's kind of hard because it's like one of those. It's like the Sixth Sense.
Oh, remember like you think movie? It's one thing, and in the end there's a huge
and
twist.
And then all of a sudden, at the end, you go, holy crap. Like,
ooh, okay.
Now I understand. Like, but it's almost like something you have to watch a few times. You go, wait a minute. And then you go watch it again. You go, oh, wow. You know, it kind of all makes sense, and you can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of one of those things. But we went through a lot of treatments, actually. I mean, there was like the thought of this new man. Obviously, that's what the song is about. Killed the Man is killing the old man, and arising as a new man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of thoughts of even like a baptism, you know, like
yeah.
coming up and a new man and stuff like that. So all of it kind of got combined, and it just got to be really cool and interesting. I love to make videos that are a little different, you know, like more than just the song
yeah.
itself, you know, because if it was just a video of the song itself, then who cares?
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I'm so excited about it, and it's coming very soon.
That's exciting. And I feel like this fits your catalog so well. Like, to me, this song is like a cousin or a distant cousin of I Don't Dance. Like, this woman did and, like, changed my life what Sarah has done for you.
Oh, gosh. Are you kidding me? Yeah. I mean, that is what the song is about. And it's, and even musically, you know, it kind of, it just is what we do. You know, yeah. it's kind of got the gallop.
Mm-hmm. It's what you do so well.
The gallop.
Yeah, the gallop.
Jared's always like, Lee, yeah, he did a good job playing that, but you're going to need to replace that with your right hand, your gallop on that acoustic, you know.
You got to Lee Bryce-ify it. What else can you say about the record? Like, is there a direction, a concept? Like, where do you feel era is for you?
I really feel like it's just like it's always been. Like, this is, and it's actually cool that we got to cut these other songs, because we've been making this record for 2 years, and mm-hmm. so it's a snapshot, you know, of my life and where I am as a man and a daddy, and used to just be where I am as an artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before I had a wife and before I had kids, and then before I, you know, and then moved to the next stage. But every record has moved forward, and that's all this is another snapshot of where I'm at, and like I'm thinking forward, and there's some stuff on there that's like really honest. I'm just getting more and more honest the older I get. I'm like, you know, I'm ready to just say what I want to say and not like, you know, think about, well, what if everyone doesn't like this, or what if you can't please everybody.
Nope.
I just want to be honest and honor myself and honor my family, and so it's there's some stuff on there that's really cool and interesting, and I can't wait for We've got a song on there that one's called Country Alone, and but then we've got one that's called Country Nowadays. I don't even know if that's a title yet. We've got to figure out exactly
how to
title
it out.
But it's gonna be really fun for people to hear.
Ooh, that makes me excited. I've always been such a fan of your music, and I like it's, you know, it was a soundtrack of me like partying, drinking through college and a lot of fun years. So I'm excited to hear that. And then I know that you're gonna be out on the road again next spring. What are you excited about for that?
Well, I mean, you know, we haven't decided yet. We may, you know, we've done the You, Me, and My Guitar Tour, yeah. which has been one of my favorite things in my whole life.
Magical.
For the last couple years. And we've only done like 6 weeks of it. So we haven't, it's not like we've even touched the whole country. You know, we've only played it so many times. So it has plenty of room left to live
mm-hmm.
because it's so unique. I mean, it's me for 2.5 hours alone,
mm-hmm.
you know, with 15 guitars on the stage and a piano and like different stations. And I go through my life. I haven't decided yet if I'm going to do that again this year or maybe mm-hmm. give it a rest for this year. But, you know, we'll get back on track pretty early. You know, we've always been the people who, when a lot of people don't work, we want to work. I mean, I don't know, maybe from daddy, like, it is work. You know, you got to work to get the things done. And like, yeah. somebody else is going to outwork you, you know,
mm-hmm.
and so, yeah, it's gonna be, but it's gonna be nice. I will say, kind of we got done with this summer and the fall ish, and so just got a couple more shows, and I'll be in the studio, so it'll be nice to have some time at home, you know. And then we'll get back on it. Really, January, February, we'll be back on it. It won't be springtime; it'll be winter.
Yeah, time. Early.
We'll be. I mean, heck, we go to Canada in the wintertime if we have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, exactly. And I know you're looking forward to. I'm sure, like breathing a little bit yeah. with the holidays coming. What yeah. do you guys have? Are you staying here for Thanksgiving? Do you guys do a big?
Oh
shindig
yeah, we'll
here?
Do. I think we're good. This year. We've always gone down to my parents and like my mama's sisters and all of them back in South Carolina. For Thanksgiving, because it's like been a really big deal, but you know, a lot of mama's sisters, they aren't doing as well, and so we're gonna stay in town this year, and have kind of start our own. You know, Lewis,
yeah.
my brother, just had a new baby, Raylan,
mm-hmm.
and we'll just kind of maybe have a little hometown Thanksgiving, and then Christmas. Who knows? I mean, Sarah, sometimes, you know, women's mind they change. You know, she's like, "Well, let's go on vacation for Christmas." No, I want to be home for Christmas, so we'll figure it out.
Yeah,
I guess. But
have you gotten the Christmas lists from the kids yet? Have they turned those in?
Well, actually, a little bit. They're
yeah.
just starting to do that, and you know, I had a song out, one of my Christmas songs a couple years ago called Uber Driver. It was Santa was my Uber driver, and it's a true story. But he literally, that Santa from Virginia Beach texted me yesterday. It was like, "Hey, just thinking about you checking in."
Oh, my God.
And I thought, you know what? I need to have him, like, FaceTime the kids.
Yes.
Like, on Christmas Eve. And because that's what he does. But he's also a drummer in a cover band, like, in Virginia Beach. Like, and he's an Uber driver.
All that when he's not working for Sony, he's
you're
not
talking
working.
About a hippie, like,
oh
I mean,
my
he's
god!
Like, "Hey man, just think about you, bro." But like, he's the best Santa. So
how is that not a Hallmark movie yet?
I'm telling you, it might be one day. It was hilarious.
So funny. Oh my gosh. It is so good to see you. I love this new song. I'm so excited to hear about what you're working
Killed
on next.
Man.
Killed the man. Lee Bryce, thank you for coming to see us. Appreciate you.
Thank you for having me, Katie.
Of course.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.